dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. Morning, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago here till 5 on this Friday morning. And our regular Friday features have begun. And this is You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote. Tom votes, I vote, and then we'll take a caller, first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote for the dummy of the week. People are dumb. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Memphis man was arrested after police say he lied about being carjacked so he didn't have to tell his wife about his infidelity. On Monday, officers were called to Barnstable Street, where they met Anthony Thomas. The man claimed that two men carjacked him while he was sitting inside his vehicle. After running the license plate information, police discovered that the vehicle had actually been towed from Summer Avenue several hours before. Thomas claimed he was carjacked. Officers confronted him with the information, and that's when Thomas confessed to making the entire story up. He reportedly told authorities that he lied so that his wife wouldn't learn about his infidelity. Thomas was charged with filing a false police report.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A man has been arrested and charged after allegedly using his own mobile to call a delivery man to order pizza, then rob him. The Domino's delivery driver was called to an address at Hill Street in North Adeline at around 9:40 p.m. yesterday. When the delivery man got out of his car, he was allegedly confronted by two men armed with a baseball bat and a knife. The men allegedly threatened the delivery driver before stealing the pizzas and cash and running from the scene. The victim was not injured, called police immediately afterwards. Police tracked the call made to order the pizzas to an address in Smithfield, where one of the two alleged offenders was arrested. Investigators allegedly found the knife, baseball bat, and an amount of money, as well as clothes that the alleged robber was described as wearing. The 18-year-old has been charged with aggravated robbery, and another suspect remains on the run.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A woman risked her life when she climbed into an enclosure at the Bronx Zoo in New York and appeared to taunt a lion inside. Police are still looking for the intruder, according to CBS New York. The video of the woman's reckless romp with the lion was posted on Instagram over the weekend. The woman is seen waving and dancing before the... By the way, have you seen this footage?
Yeah. Yeah, it's shocking.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's so ridiculous. The woman is seen waving and dancing before the large male lion as it stares. The lion is looking at her like, "The hell is wrong with you? What? Seriously, what's wrong with you? I'm a lion." As it stares at her just feet away, commotion can be heard in the background of the video as people outside the exhibit questioned why the unidentified woman was inside. A small moat separated the woman from the lion, but the disturbing video shows there is little space between them. The Bronx Zoo said the incident occurred on Saturday and that the African lion could have killed the woman. This action was a serious violation and unlawful trespass that could have resulted in serious injury or death, the Bronx Zoo said in a statement. Barriers and rules are in place to keep visitors, staff, and animals safe. We have a zero tolerance policy on trespass and violation of barriers. On Tuesday, visitors at the zoo were perplexed as to why someone would do such a thing. I think it's absolutely crazy. I don't know why anyone would try to climb over there, one visitor told CBS New York. That's somebody who's very troubled, another person said. I hope that nothing bad happens to the lion because of what this woman did. The zoo and the lion exhibit remain open. And seriously, if you haven't seen this footage, it's really insane.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy. You're bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy, dummy, dummy. A quick check beneath the bark of the big leaf maple confirmed that the campers had finally tracked down what they were looking for. The towering tree with enormous fan-like leaves was different from others growing within Washington State's Olympic National Forest. It contained highly prized wood worth hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Before the maple could be illegally chopped down and hauled out of the protected area last year, the timber thieves found themselves facing an unexpected complication, according to a federal indictment unsealed on Monday. A colony of bees had made the valuable tree their home, which meant that felling it was now difficult or impossible, the indictment said. Instead of giving up, federal prosecutors say the tree poachers attempted to get rid of the bee nest, which proved to be a costly mistake. Their bumbling efforts allegedly sparked a forest fire that burned out of control for several days last fall, scorching 3,300 acres of federal and state land, according to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The blaze cost $4.5 million to extinguish. On August 2nd, 2018, Wilk and Williams returned to the protected land with a group of people to set up camp around the eastern edge of the forest, the indictment alleged. Along with another unnamed woman, Wilk and Williams combed through the area's dense foliage and for about a day before finding the big leaf maple with the distinctive wood. But upon further examination, the three people allegedly discovered that it inconveniently had a bee's nest. First, there was an attempt to douse the nest in wasp killer, but that did little to dislodge the bees, according to the indictment. Then they allegedly came up with another idea. Wilk would kill the bees by burning the nest, the complaint said. After pouring gasoline on the insect's dwelling, Wilk allegedly lit the nest on fire and the tree on fire, creating a blaze that kept burning despite the trio's efforts to extinguish it with water bottles. Oh my God. By the time first responders arrived on the morning of August 4th, the fire was about 30 feet wide and expanding as it burned through deep layers of dead plant material, coating the forest floor. The firefighters, however, had a bigger problem to deal with. The flames had also started to engulf a 90-foot-tall big leaf maple. One Forest Service fighter told The Sun that while crews managed to put out the fire on the ground, the flaming tree showered embers into the surrounding foliage, and soon the blaze covered 3 acres.
Dummy! Get lost, dummy!
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. A student from County Kilkenny in the Republic of Ireland has managed to scam money out of an internet scammer. The scammer transferred £25 to the student account, which he subsequently donated to charity. This is the third time that Ross Walsh, a 22-year-old student at University of Limerick, had extracted a small sum from online scammers for charity. I want to waste their time so they're not wasting anyone else's time, he said. The story was first reported in the Limerick Leader on Saturday. Earlier this month, Mr. Walsh was contacted by a Solomon Gundy, who identified himself as a, quote, big business banker. Mr. Gundy emailed asking for £1,000 for his stock trading business. I want you to invest £1,000 in my company for exchange for half business, Mr. Gundy email's account wrote. Mr. Walsh said he replied to the email immediately to have a bit of fun. I told him that it was very interesting, but thought that £1,000 was an insult and wanted to give him £50,000. Then I sent him a doctored picture of the transaction for £50,000, and he replied straight away. He said that he hadn't gotten the money in his account yet. Mr. Walsh told Solomon Gundy account that the bank had to put a stop on the transaction because it thought it was a scam. He even told the scammer that the pair should speak in code to avoid the tax man, quote-unquote. The code Mr. Walsh chose to use, all terminology from the Gaelic Athletic Association sport of hurling. The money would be code for, quote, high ball. Transaction would be code for short puck out. Business would be code for county final. And PayPal would be code for the square. I said they don't want to release the funds unless they see a small sum of money going from his account to my account to prove that it isn't a scam, said Mr. Welsh. And he fell for it then. After 25 pounds had been transferred into the student's account, he let the scammer in on his own scam with another hurling analogy. Solomon, I want to give you some advice, wrote Mr. Walsh. One thing you need to understand about county final is never trust a short puck out. Mr. Walsh also forwarded the invoice for his 25 pounds donation to a cancer charity to the Solomon Gundy account. I'll always give to a good cause to get use out of the money because, for all I know, that's someone else's money. Mr. Walsh said he has never reported these accounts to the Irish police. The Solomon Gundy account has since been shut down, according to Mr. Walsh. A spokesperson said that they were not aware of any such scam.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right. Let's break for some weather, and then we come back, we will vote on who the biggest dummy is. I'll do a recap, and then we'll open up the phone lines, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote right here on WGN. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. All the regular features have begun. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get funky with Luscious Hushes, Spinning the Jams, Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Okay, let's do a recap of the dummies. We got the dummy who lied about a carjacking to cover up an affair. We got the dummies who used their own phone to rob a pizza delivery guy. We got the dummy who climbed into a lion exhibit and to taunt a lion. We got the dummies who tried to burn a bird's nest and started a forest fire. And we got the dummy scammer who fell for a scam. All right, what are your thought processes on this?
Well, I got to give a shout out to the dummy scammer who got scammed.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of justice in that.
I also think that if Herb were listening, he would enjoy that. Herb,
yes.
our earlier guest, Herb Weisbaum, would probably have enjoyed that story very, very, very much.
Very much so. So shout out to that as the runner-up. But it's the lion lady.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Why would anyone ever do that?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's come out that apparently she posted a video of herself blowing weed before heading into the zoo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. I forgot about that, but she did. Yeah. She did blow some weed before she went in there.
So, yeah. I'm home, I'm high.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump into the lion.
I'm home, I'm high. By the way, if you want to jump in, we got one more vote here. The phone lines are open. First person through will be our third vote, 312-981-7200. Which dummy would you vote for? 312-981-7200. The carjacking guy is just an idiot. Like, they can't find out, you know, that the car got towed in the same town. The dummies who tried to burn the bird's nest, that's unforgivable what they did. That's just really, I mean, that's just not dumb, but it's just idiotic and just so, so bad. And again, I love the fact that this guy scammed a scammer. You have to love that. But I, too, have to go with the idiot woman who was in the lion exhibit. How can you not? And the footage is ridiculous. So let's see if it's unanimous. Here's Michael on WGN. Michael, who will you vote for?
Yeah, I'm going with you guys. As much as I'd like to think that maybe there might be some mental illness there, because no one would be crazy enough to do that, right? I mean, nobody would do that.
You would think, yeah.
Right. So, but, I mean, they were all good, by the way. All of them were good,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead with you guys. I'm going to go with the lady in the lion.
You got it.
Because it's just too stupid to believe.
Okay. All right, Michael, thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right, you have a good day. All right, there you go. Dummy getting into a lion exhibit. Dummy.
Couldn't she read between the lines?
I say, oh, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Was it a long week for you? It's Friday. What happened? Your brain fall out?
Totally.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Then we'll do it again next week, you big dummy. Oh. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context,
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context begins right now as part of the Friday features. And you know what this is. You listen to this radio station 24-7, because you should anyway, because it's a great radio station. But listen 24-7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got, Tom?
All right, so first up, here's Rokon caught by Superstar submitter Brian J.
Just need to get 5.5 in.
Jeez.
Just 5.5.
Jeez. Oh, man. Okay.
All right, something really special happened this week. This is basically Manfredini Fest.
I hope Esmeralda's listening.
I hope
I'm assuming she might be asleep, but I...
Because
I know that Esmeralda Leon, when she did traffic here, and when she visits us regularly in the show, she loves when Lou Manfredini is on Straight Outta Context. That's her favorite. It makes her laugh the hardest of all of the people who ever get caught on Straight Outta Context. She loves Lou Manfredini. So it's Lou Manfredini heavy this week.
Absolutely. So okay. Let's get started here. Another one from Brian. Here's Lou.
It's grooved and it's super hard.
That's very you know, typical of the kind of Lou Manfredini Straight Out of Context that we get.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And here's another one. Lou, caught by Deanna.
As much of a fan as I am of wood.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't a fan of wood? All right.
All right, next couple here are also coming to us from Brian.
Hit it again?
Come on, man.
It's cheating.
All right.
Here's a loop.
Meaning that it sticks out 4 inches?
God. Is it? I have, like, my listeners just have dirty minds.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
And then finally, Lou Manfredini caught here this time by Wild Bill.
Are you going to be talking about sausages in Northwestern pregame?
All about sausages.
That's always what you talk about. Who was he talking to?
You know what? I'm not entirely... I don't remember. I cut that one a little while ago.
Okay. All right.
Talking to the Northwestern pregame. Next up, here's Wendy Snyder, caught by Scott in Carpentersville.
Tug at it, if possible. It shouldn't wiggle.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Talking about credit card scammers there.
Ah, okay. All right. That's not what it sounded like they were talking about, but I got you.
No. All right. Next up here is Rokon, caught by Tom and Bartlett.
Feels funny in your mouth.
What was going on there?
I don't remember.
That's just weird. That's weird.
Oh,
no matter...
you know what? I do remember what it was. They were talking about a place that was selling food that had cannabis in it.
Oh.
Like cannabis salad.
Oh, okay.
That sort of thing.
Okay. All right.
All right. Just a couple more here. Here is Dave Ennett, your favorite.
Oh, I love it when Dave's on. I love it when Dave's on.
Maybe you'll come.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Who caught that one?
That's from Ed.
That's from Ed. All right, Ed. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, Wendy Snyder again. You gotta have her a few times.
Yeah.
This is from Jesse.
I haven't done that in probably 30 years.
Oh, Wendy.
30 years.
Jeez. Wow, man. Oh, man. That's a drought. Okay.
Okay, this is Wendy one more time.
I have corn nuts.
Corn nuts are good.
Corn nuts are delicious.
Corn nuts are delicious. I enjoy corn nuts. Okay.
Bill Leff, caught by, let's see here. Bill Leff caught by Scott in Carpentersville.
You just slid it in like it was no big deal.
Wow.
No big deal.
Wow. Jeez. All right.
And the last one here, John Williams. And this is coming to us from Maryland.
Okay.
I don't do Barbie dolls.
He doesn't. Nope. No Barbie dolls.
Does he do Benign Girl?
Oh, God.
Remember Benign Girl? That was the
strangest knockoff I've ever heard.
Strangest knockoff of Barbie. Benign Girl. All right. Keep your ears peeled whenever anybody says something you can pull out of context 24/7. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to break here. We got the news, and then when we come back, we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then the Fly Jams will begin at 312-981-7200. News up next.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies,
spies, spies, like us.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio downtown Chicago here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran, who's in Prague. We got our regular features as we do every week, and we are doing Nick D Show Spies right now. And this is our regular feature where you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time mentions me. We want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right. First off, we've got Dave Ennett mentioning you on the morning show here. Mm. This is caught by our good pal Lee.
For the Steve Cochran Show today. Back tomorrow. Another great show. Steve is in Prague. He'll be back next week. I'm also going to be on tonight on Extension 720, which would be great.
Double duty.
I know, right?
We're impressed.
And you're on for Nick also, be. I hear.
Yeah, that's right. No, sleep at Nick's desk.
Oh, really? Is that what was going on?
That explains a lot.
Justin was sleeping in our office? Is that what?
There's an unmistakable musk of Justin Kaufman.
Sleeping in our office. All right. There you go.
All right. Then next up, caught by Deanna, this is Wendy Snyder talking about you.
I was just intrigued by her.
Yeah.
And really, at first, it was just kind of low and slow, and it's like, I don't know. But then I got sucked in with the revolving room,
right.
And then I'm like, this is really catchy.
Yeah.
And then the second song was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go see a whole show, but I don't know. I have to see what else she has. But that's her brother. She writes her own songs. Her brother was playing guitar and he had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
It's like 17 years old, Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, she sucks.
I mean, I got to disagree with you. I like Billie Eilish, but I understand. It's not for everybody.
It's not for me. Absolutely not for me. I was just sitting on the couch watching that SNL going, what am I watching?
You want to see some chick with teal hair and docs like roll around a room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that a million times. You know,
I've been to the Aragon. I've seen it.
Yeah. She's not my. It's not my scene, Wendy. It ain't my scene. You know, I'm an old man. I'm not going to listen to that. No, I'm looking forward to Taylor Swift for some weird reason tomorrow night.
Yeah, explain that.
Because I like Taylor Swift. I don't have any of her albums or anything, but I find her kind of likable. And she was really good when she hosted SNL. You know, she hosted a bunch of years ago when she was. Before she became, like, you know, Tay-Tay, when she was just cute Taylor Swift, and she was dating one of them idiot werewolves from them vampire movie.
Yeah, the other Taylor.
The other Taylor.
Taylor Lautner.
Right. Yeah, that's how long ago it was that she... How many songs did she write about him?
That's a good question. I know she wrote a song. One of them was about John Mayer.
John Mayer has slept with everybody.
I've slept with John Mayer.
Everybody. He slept with every person on the planet, John Mayer. I'm convinced of that. Completely convinced.
He's probably got an album coming out. But Taylor, One Night with John.
Taylor Swift, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's going to be a good... I think it's going to be a good show. The promo that they cut with Phoebe Waller-Bridge is hilarious. Have you seen the promo? Where she won't put down... She will not put down her Emmys.
Yeah, that's I'm excited for that. That's what's going to make me watch on Saturday. Yeah. Tay-Tay,
she's fine. She's fine. But going back to that time when she hosted, she was really funny. She was very funny on the show and did a great job in the sketches, you know. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow's SNL. But nobody really watched last week. We talked about that with Feinberg. The ratings were way down for SNL. And again, you know, I don't know how many people are like, ooh, Woody Harrelson. And I like Woody Harrelson very much. In fact, I love Woody Harrelson. But that's like not, I mean, your season opener, don't you want to go with somebody who, I mean, I realize, you know, he's got a movie to plug. And that's what they do. They usually have somebody on right around the same time when they're going to plug something. And Zombieland's coming out in a couple of weeks. So the studio could buy a bunch of time during SNL. Everybody's watching Woody Harrelson's there. So you're going to see every commercial break. There's going to be a commercial for Zombieland. Double tap. Did you know that when the first Zombieland, because it's been 10 years. 10 years.
Still in high school when that came out.
Man, I love that movie. I love Zombieland.
It's a lot of fun.
It's
really
a blast. It's a blast. And I will say this, though. I was so angry with certain press people and certain critics who gave away the Bill Murray cameo.
From the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? It's like one of the best moments in the entire movie, not knowing, and then Bill Murray shows up?
I know, but to be fair, it's been 10 years.
No, I'm talking then. I'm talking when it came out.
When it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I was like,
I'm talking about it now. It's fine to talk about now, but when the movie came out, like the weekend it opened.
Oh, that's dang. Luckily, I missed that. I went and saw it and I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Oh, when he came, I lost it, his cameo. And then when they put on the Ghostbusters outfits and start running around, and also it's a lovely little.
They're high as hell.
Oh, it's hilarious. And it's a lovely little reunion for Kingpin. I was all about that. And then all of a sudden, like somebody, people on the, you know, people are like, yeah, and Bill Murray's in it. No, don't say that. And I've talked about this story many times before. Kathy O'Malley, Roy Leonard was on vacation one week and Kathy O'Malley was filling in on a Saturday morning. And I always reviewed movies with Roy Leonard. That's how I started here. At 9:30 every Saturday morning, Roy and I would review the movies. So Roy was out. He was on vacation. So Kathy was in, and it was the weekend that Turner and Hooch came out. And so it's like, you know, we're on Saturday morning. The movie opened like, you know, 12, 13 hours earlier. We get on the air. We start to review the movie. And Kathy goes, I just wish they wouldn't have killed the dog off at the end. And I was like, no!
Kathy!
And then the phone lines just lit up. And people were so mad.
Run, Kathy. Run before they find you.
So mad. It was hilarious. I was like, Kathy, you can't. She's like, oh, come on. It's no big deal. And then, like, the producer had to take all the phone calls of listeners who were like, did she just say that the dog dies in Turner and Hooch? It was hilarious. So, anyway. Do we have any more?
No, that'll wrap it on up.
All right, well, then can we hear the little intro that we have for your fly jams?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Duffy can get that voice down there, man.
I would give anything to have a voice that sultry.
Those are some pipes, man.
Oh.
Those are some pipes.
Just the right amount of grit.
Yeah. Pipes. That's what I'm talking about. Pipes! all right. It is Fly Jams Friday, and DJ Luscious Huscious, is he here?
Oh, yeah. Luscious Huscious, baby.
There he is. DJ Luscious Huscious is here. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic Verified Double V running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he always does when we start Fly Jams Friday. Do we have a few requests?
Oh, yeah. Getting started right here with one of the legendary Fly Jams coming to us from my main man, Mike in Louisville. It's Marvin Gaye. Gotta Give It Up.
Can't go wrong with Marvin Gaye. Can't.
That's exactly what Alan Thicke's kid thought.
Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Who is the finest judge on The Masked Singer.
Which is not saying a whole lot.
Not saying a whole lot. You know, and the other thing is, you and I were talking about this off the air. I love The Masked Singer. I don't care. I love it. It is an incredibly stupid show. It's perhaps the stupidest show on TV. And I love it. But the panelists are so annoying.
Ken Jeong is remarkably unfunny.
I know, and I like him. That's the thing.
He seems like a good dude.
He's funny and stuff. He's funny and stuff.
Yeah, like Role Models as the King.
Role Models, he's amazing.
Super
Community,
funny.
He was fantastic on Community.
Senior Chang,
he was fantastic. And I just think he's funny and but he's unbelievably obnoxious on The Masked Singer.
Well, in the Emmys stunt with the TikTok,
oh,
that was...
What the hell was that?
Super cringy. Super, like,
what
not
was
funny,
that?
Cringy. I don't know.
But anyway. And I can't, you know, and it goes without saying how obnoxious Jenny McCarthy is. And Nicole Scherzinger doesn't know what the... I mean, she can't sing. What is she doing on the... You ever hear Nicole Scherzinger sing? She can't sing. And she's on a... She's judging a singing competition?
I barely know who she is.
She's a pussycat doll.
Oh, is that what she was?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. That's what she was, a pussycat doll. Back, remember that? Remember when they had their 15 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. that happened.
Yeah. That was a thing. Remember when that was a thing?
Please stop. I feel like I'm having more flashbacks.
Yeah, nothing
to the
like
2000s.
Nothing like the early 2000s, man. Yeah, nothing like the early 2000s. Remember the first group of Queer Eye? Remember those guys? That's 2003, man.
The pop culture.
Remember when nobody knew what Bravo was until the Queer Eye guys came out? And nothing against that show, because that show is fantastic, and so is the new guys, the new Queer Eye guys. They're great. But yeah, that represents a very, very, very specific moment in time. So, all right. Yeah. So what are you going to listen to some Nickelback when you get home?
Please. Please.
Hey, the McRib is back! The McRib!
Do you think the people in the cheap seats heard it?
The McRib is back! They're showing it on Channel 9. The McRib is back! Tom, the McRib is back!
I might get one.
Oh, what do you mean, might? By law, you have to. You know who's going to be happy? Our good friend, stand-up comedian Vince Moranto. Vince is a great guy. He's been on the show many times. He's a friend of WGN. He listens all the time. Fantastic stand-up comedian. A great host over at Zany's. And he eats McRibs like a maniac and documents them on his Facebook page. He'll take a picture of every McRib that he eats during McRib season. Take a picture of it, and he eats a lot of McRibs during this time period. But the McRib is back, everybody. Time to rejoice. All right. Let's take a break for the weather, and we'll come back. We got more Fly Jams. I also want to talk to Mary about Dancing with the Stars, because she's going to give us another update. I want to get to that. We'll do that after we break.
Saturday night on the phone, I mean, my question's short. Wanted you back in, just floating around. You hate me, feeling something new. You were the reason why.
Sorry. Welcome back, everybody. We're just laughing because Monica Lewinsky tweeted something. I can't say on the air, but she tweeted something pretty fantastic yesterday.
Yeesh.
I can't say it on the air, but it's really funny. It's really funny. Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. It's Fly Jams Friday. Hey, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Who requested that?
That's coming to us from our good pal, Bennett, the Business of Funk, Wake Night.
Oh.
Round of applause, everybody, for Bennett.
Bennett. He's the man. He's a tall glass of water. Both of you guys are tall glasses of water.
Yeah,
when you guys walk in there when the show's over at 5 and you guys are changing stools.
When you exchange stools,
it's the two tallest producers at WGN in the same room.
Yeah, he's a little bit more of a skinny can, and I'm a
Big dude.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, he's a tall drink of water. So
that's why I used to call him in college.
Yeah. They used to call him Drink of Water Bennett.
He didn't talk to me much back then. I wonder why.
Yeah. So, all right. We got some fly jams to get to. And also, is Mary, are you available to tell us what's going on with the Dancing with the Stars? Because you're our connection to Dancing with the Stars.
I'm here.
What's
happy
happening?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, man. Well, there's two gone now. So last week we had Mary Wilson, unfortunately. And this week, Ray Lewis injured his foot. Everybody's getting injured.
Wow. Didn't somebody break their arm, too?
Yeah, that was Christie Brinkley. She didn't break her arm. She just sprained it or something. But anyway, she conveniently got out, so her daughter, Sailor Brinkley, Cook, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So she's in there. And so Ray Lewis decided to take himself off the show because they said that if he continued to dance, his foot could explode.
What?
That's what the doctor said.
His foot could explode?
He had some sort of issue. I forgot what it was. A couple different tendons in his foot. It was an injury, a previous injury, of course, from football. And they said that if continued, these tendons could rupture. So basically, his foot could explode.
His foot could explode.
So he's like, I think I should drop out.
So did anybody get eliminated or
no?
No.
Well, so they tensed it up the whole time, blah, blah, blah. You know, they brought everybody in down to the last two, da, 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 da. And then nobody's leaving because Ray Lewis already left.
Oh, because his foot's going to explode.
My come. I go, really? Gee, I'm sitting. Well, I whipped through it because I was gone Monday night, so I didn't have a chance to watch it. So I whipped through it.
All right, so that's the latest, though.
That's the latest. Lamar Odom should still be gone, but he is still there.
All right, we'll get another update from Mary from the world of exploding feet.
I was like, doctor, really? You said, like, he didn't use the word explosion, but he just said, you know.
Well, I like the idea of just picturing a foot explode. I don't know. It just seems weird
to
me.
Rupture. He called it a rupture.
Okay, a rupture.
But, you know,
I prefer explosion.
Me too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Mary. All right, what do we got next for Fly Jams? Who requested what now? Let's hear what.
All right, next up, coming to us from Greg, it's Rock Your Baby by George McRae. Let's listen in. Rock your baby.
That's a great song. Rock Your Baby, George McRae. That's a great song. Yeah, classic. Fly Jams. By the way, Dean gave Joker an A. I find that interesting.
Yeah. Well, he enjoys the superhero movies.
But is this really like a superhero movie? It's like Taxi Driver with makeup. That's what it seems like. It's a ripoff of Taxi Driver with makeup.
Yeah.
That's what it seems. I haven't seen it. To be fair, I haven't seen it. We'll review it on Monday.
Yeah.
I will say this. Eric already reviewed it. He saw it in Toronto, and he thinks it's perhaps the worst movie he's seen all year.
I did get a peek at Steve Procopi's thoughts.
And he likes it, right?
Yeah, and I'm interested. You know, he'll go into it on Monday. You want to hear what he has to say on Monday.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Not looking forward to it, to be honest with you. I sound like the carved pumpkin. Yeah. In the Kit Kat commercial. That's like my favorite commercial. I love that it's in heavy rotation this time of year. That's like my favorite commercial ever. Boo! I'm sorry about what I did to your face. That commercial rules, man. Tom, you got to love that commercial.
I like it. I think it's a good commercial. I just, you know, you've talked about the Filet-O-Fish commercial, and
that's the greatest commercial. That's one of the greatest commercials of all time.
Yeah. Greatest. I don't know. I can't get past it.
Yeah. No, I understand. But I just...
You know, you remember the Orbitz commercial where...
Which one? Those are weird.
I love the one where it's like, oh, clean your mouth, you know?
Yeah.
With Orbit gum. And it's just, what the French, toast?
Oh, yeah. No, that's
good.
Who
are you calling a cootie queen, you yeah. Mint liquor?
Yeah, that's awesome. A good one. That's a good one. But I still like... with the pumpkin. All right. What's next for Fly?
All right. Next up, it's Yarborough and Peoples.
Oh, sure.
With a little Don't Stop the Music coming to us from our good pal Dino.
Okay.
It's called Crossfading.
Oh, okay, DJ. Yeah. Okay. I think we got time for one more we can squeeze in here real quick.
All right. Let's try the Jaggers with The Rapper. This one came in over the text line. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Hey, girl, I met you. There's someone out to get you. You'll find him anywhere. On a bus, in a bar, in a grocery store. He'll say, excuse me. Haven't I seen you somewhere before? I'm the rapper, rapper, call him the rapper. Yeah. There you go. All right, DJ Luscious Hushes, we thank you. All right, we're going to take a break here, and the news will be coming up. We'll be back on Monday morning with all the Monday morning movie reviews, and also my dad will tell a joke. And the news is coming up after this.